Shortly after Anthony Rivera first got to Vandalia Prison, he caught some sort of foot fungus. His feet started smelling bad and he started getting sores. So he went to the doctor, and the doctor gave him foot cream, but it was expired. Rivera pointed that out to the doctor, but the doctor told him,
No, it's not expired. That's just the numbers on it, but it's not expired. I'm like, what are you talking about? It says, what is it, 9/17/2010. How that's going to be just regular numbers? She's like, well, you don't want it, then leave. So I took it just to take it. I poured it on my feet, but it just got worse.
Rivera says the sores on his feet got so large and painful that eventually he couldn't walk.
They gave me some kind of a shot, and it relieved it a little bit, but it took a nice 3 months.
When I got here in 2011, December, they came in, they did your examination, they did everything, you know, your dental and everything else. I had a cavity. Actually, I got two cavities now.
This is 51-year-old William Jessup. We heard from him yesterday in our story about Illinois spending big money on people getting convicted of relatively minor crimes. Jessup got a 4-year sentence for having a stolen license plate sticker. But back to his dental problems. It was almost a year and a half ago that Jessup was told about his cavities.
The dentist looked it over and says, well, how long are you going to be here for? I said, well, I got 2 years to do. Well, it's probably going to take that long to fill those cavities, but we'll pull them out for you. No, you're not going to pull my teeth out. Any qualified dentist will tell you it's always best to keep your teeth. I'm assuming it still applies here, but obviously it don't because I still have the two cavities.
They tell you flat out, we can't do nothing for you. They're, you know, unless it's an immediate issue, they're not doing nothing for you.
That's Jeffrey Elders, and we also heard from him yesterday. He was the guy who was sent to prison for trying to steal $111 from JCPenney. His need to fund a drug addiction has repeatedly landed him behind bars. On the palm of his right hand is a hard growth. He holds out his hand to me and pokes at the growth with his fingers.
It's climbing probably about 3 inches up my hand on my tendon. That's all hard, real hard, and then right here's a big old thing. It's pulling that finger in. They say it's a calcium buildup. They call it some kind of hemoglobin, globin, or...
It's like there's a hard stick under his skin that runs from his wrist towards the ring finger on his right hand. It branches into two strands as it approaches the knuckle, making the growth under his skin kind of look like the letter Y. And it pulls one finger back, so it's constantly curled, and he can't straighten it out. And it's getting worse. He went to see the prison doctor about the problem.
He said, well, I'll give you some aspirins and I suggest you take care of it as soon as you can when you get out, or you're going to end up like this, you know, all crippled up. But there's nothing we're going to do for you here.
He said you need to get it taken care of, but then he said, we're not going to do it.
Exactly what he said.
He said,
that's something I suggest you take care of as soon as you get out. He said, I know people that their hand cripples up on them over that.
So what do you make of that, him saying that to you?
That, I don't know, to me, it's what I'm used to. It's the system. Everything's blamed on not enough money. What can you do with that? You know, I have no kind of say-so. If you back-talk anybody, you're in trouble.
I took some of these stories to the guy in charge of Vandalia Prison, Warden Victor Dozier. I told Dozier about Jessup, the man who was told by the dentist that he had cavities and was also told that all they would do for him was pull the teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's hard to believe, but...
I also asked Dozier about Elders and the growth on his hand.
Well, if the offender files a grievance, that's the only way you can follow up on that.
A grievance is a formal complaint inmates can file. However, in the next breath, Dozier all but admits that filing a grievance on a medical issue would be pointless.
I mean, if the doctor states, give him a rationale why he can't do it, I mean, he's our medical director. I can't question what he tells an offender.
Admittedly, a corrections professional should not be overruling the healthcare decisions of a medical professional. But then who does vet the healthcare decisions being made? In written statements given to WBEZ over the last several months, the Department of Corrections has repeatedly said it oversees healthcare holding, quote, monthly continuous quality improvement meetings. But the department has yet to provide someone who can explain exactly what happens at these meetings, who's involved, or what information they're looking at. According to the prison watchdog group, the John Howard Association, no one seems to be providing meaningful oversight of prison healthcare. In fact, last year, the John Howard Association reported that the state entered into a more than $1.3 billion contract with a company called Wexford Health Sources without auditing the company's previous performance in the state. I asked Warden Dozier how he, as the top official at the Vandalia prison, ensures that Wexford is actually delivering the care that Illinois taxpayers have been paying for.
Okay, I don't have an answer for that.
Well, I've heard, you know, similar stories and actually worse. And I'm very concerned that we're paying about $1.3 billion to a private company to manage health care in our prisons. And I want to look into, are we getting quality health care for the folks for the money that we're paying?
Greg Harris is a state representative who has been looking into Wexford's contract with the state. His interest was piqued by the John Howard Association report last year. Harris says his review of the contract shows that the deal is a good one, as long as Wexford actually provides the care they're supposed to provide.
I mean, we can't take the Department of Corrections' word for it, and we can't take the private company's word for it. I want somebody to go in and independently verify that people are being adequately treated.
Harris is planning to hold a public hearing on April 4th in Chicago to take a closer look at the contract. He's pushing to bring a group, the National Commission on Correctional Healthcare, into Illinois prisons to provide independent oversight. Wexford declined to be interviewed for this story. In fact, the company with a billion-dollar public contract in Illinois has refused all of our requests for interviews. However, in a written statement, they say they provide medically necessary care as required by the Constitution, while at the same time acting as responsible stewards of taxpayer dollars. Wexford also says it welcomes Representative Harris's push to bring a third party in to audit Wexford's performance in Illinois' prisons. I'm Robert Wildeboer.